What's up, what's up, what's up? What's going on, y'all? It's your boy G, and this is Relationshipology. Man, we are going to start this thing off right, talking about the most important thing when it comes to relationships. The most important thing when it comes to relationships. And what's that? You already know what that is. What we always worried about. Ourself. Self, right? Ourself. The most important thing in relationships. Yourself. So what do I mean by yourself? Yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, your money, your credit, you. The things that make up you in this world that we live in. This existence, this matrix that we all participate in, right? So understand that we all have all these certain things that we want, you know, about, you know, or we want from a different person in a relationship. You know, I want my person to, you know, they got to be like this, so they got to have this, so they got to be doing this. First thing you need to do before you even look for a relationship or anything, you know what I'm saying, I believe and that I found out and that I've come to the conclusion to is that you have to work on yourself first. All those things that you want, all those things that you're looking for, make yourself those things. Acquire those things. See, what you don't realize or what you may fail to realize is that in this world, like things attract. So if you have money, if you have good credit, if you have a nice car, then you're going to attract a person with a nice car and with good credit. You know what I mean? I mean, does that not make sense? Like, though, that's one of the realizations I've come to. I mean, that's just real. Like, if you want somebody that's bad, then you should be bad. I mean, that just makes sense, people. Like, that's what I've come to the realization, you know, like, that's why you have to work on your body, your mind, your spirituality, your money, and your credit. If you first and foremost work on your body, right, we all want somebody that's attractive, somebody that looks good. Well, same thing for them. You're not going to be able to get somebody that's highly attractive if you yourself are not somewhat highly attractive, at least to somebody. I mean, yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but yet and still, nobody wants somebody sloppy or unkempt or just who just totally doesn't care about their appearance. So that comes with, you know, possibly working out, eating right, you know, whatever your life entails. We all have different lives that we lead, you know, but that doesn't mean that you still don't have to take some measure and some steps to take care of yourself, your body. You have to. I mean, that's just imperative. Even if you don't do everything, you have to do something. Show the other person that you care about your body. And that's whether you're in a relationship or you're trying to get a relationship. People respect people who respect themselves, right? If you respect your body, then you'll find somebody who respects their body. Or if you're in a relationship, if you begin, lead by example. I don't care if you're the male or the female. You start to work out, get on your thing. A lot of times people just don't want to be outdone. Some people just get on it because they don't want to be outdone. You know what I mean? Or some people might, you know, just be like they want to match you. You know, they want to, you know, they want you look good for them, so they want to look good for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's different reasons, different strokes for different folks, as they say. But yet and still, you have to work on your body, your mind. You have to expand your mind, okay? People out there, you have to expand your mind. We have to be students of life. Like, it's just, period. You have to be a student of life, which means you should always be learning something. Whatever you into, hop on YouTube, hop on Google, and start learning. Start Googling stuff, start YouTubing stuff. period. I don't care what it is. If it's video games, if it's cars, if it's clothes, if it's, I don't care. Whatever you like to do, start to expand your mind. They say millionaires read about 50 books a year, I believe it is. Don't quote me. I believe it's 50 books a year. Okay, so if that be the case, let's say that's the case, right? If 50 books, and we're not even, we don't even know how big these books are. You know, they may be big, they may be small. You know what I mean? But all that matters is that's information. So these people acquire 50 books worth of information within a year. Do you know all the information that's on YouTube, on Google, in these videos? And I mean, come on, people, like, it's a gang of information to be had. I don't care what it is you want to do. Stop hoping and dreaming and wishing and go and put the work in to acquire what it is you want to do. The most valuable thing in this world is information. Think about that. The most valuable thing in this world is information. If people had the right information, if people could tell you exactly what to do for your life to be successful, step A to Z, would you not pay any amount of money for that information? I believe the majority of people would. So understand that the most valuable thing, the most valuable commodity, is information. And if it's freely given on YouTube and Google, you can literally learn anything you want. If you want to be better, make yourself better. You have to work on your mind, right? You have to work on your mind. Expand your mind. If you expand your mind, that a lot of times allows you to find people, I've found in my experience, that are also of like mind. Because you're working on yourself, a lot of times just working on yourself, you find people who are also working on themselves, and you never know what can happen. You have to put yourself out there. The more you put yourself out there, the more things that you do, the more things that you expose yourself to, well, those are the more experiences that you're exposing yourself to. And there are other people exposing themselves to those experiences at the same time, in which case, you never know who you can meet. You have to expand your body and expand your mind. Maybe you be at the gym working on your body and you meet somebody. Maybe right now you don't go to the gym at all. Maybe you start going one day a week and you meet somebody at the gym. I'm not saying go for that purpose, but I'm saying maybe you start studying a certain topic. Maybe you like cars or something, or excuse me, or sports or whatever. Maybe you start studying sports or whatever the case may be, and you go to a sporting event and you don't normally go to sporting events, or you go to a sporting event that you wouldn't have normally went to, and you meet somebody there and you're of like mind. I mean, you just don't know. Just doing different things and working on yourself can allow you often to be exposed to more situations that you would not normally be exposed to. Think about that. Just seriously, think about that. Okay? So you also have your spirituality. You have to know what you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not a religious person, then you should know that, and you should know why. If you are a religious person or you're a spiritual person, then you should know why. You know, like, why you believe what you believe, what it is you believe, and why you believe what it is that you believe. And understand this. This is, I think, one of the most important things about adults. If you are in some type of transition stage or stage of figuring things out or whatever, that's perfectly fine. But voice that. Speak. Communication rules the nation. Let people know that, hey, look, I grew up this way, a certain belief system, but I'm not really sure now. I'm trying to figure it out. But, you know, I'm on a journey. That's okay. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But let people know what it is that you're going through in life, because that's going to be imperative for your relationship, any relationship you're trying to get into, if you are incompatible as far as spirituality, that's going to be a large detriment down the road, if not at the beginning. And that's me speaking from personal experience. Everybody can't talk to everybody based on certain spiritual principles or belief systems that you may or may not have. If one person is atheist and another person is a Christian, devout Christian, that relationship most likely will not work out. Now, you can never definitively say something will or will not work for every single person on the planet, every two people, but more likely than not, that relationship's probably not going to work. And if you don't take that into consideration at the very beginning, you're probably going to fail. Spirituality is very important. Religion, beliefs are very, very important. They are the foundation of most people. Most people believe, whether they know it or not, most people believe systems and whatnot, and their faith, you know, or lack thereof, is a foundation of their personality and how they behave and what they believe and how they conduct themselves in life. Right? So that's a very important thing for us to be aware of, is our spirituality and the spirituality or belief systems of the person that we plan on having a relationship with or that we are in a relationship with. Right? So another thing that connects to that is money. Money, this all connects and ties in. Everything is, it's like a spider web. But money is very, 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 very important, as we know, right? If you ain't got none, you need to get some. I'm just being funny, y'all. But no, for real though, like, money is a very important thing. Like, people don't realize that if you be real with people in most situations when it come to money, you'll be a lot better off. Just keep it 1,000. Like, don't try to act like you got a ton of money if you don't. Just don't do it. You know, don't do it. On the other hand, too, don't act like you ain't got no money if you got a ton of money either. Like, that ain't cool. Nobody want to be with it. You know, somebody super stingy or whatever the case may be. You know, frugal is one thing, but stingy is another, you know, or cheap, super cheap, you know, buying crap, you know, non-quality products. If you buy things that are quality, then they'll last longer. But anywho, money is a huge thing, is one of the hugest, biggest reasons why a lot of relationships don't work. Whether somebody has too much money and they're taking care of all the responsibility, or somebody doesn't care about money, you know, they both have money, but somebody just frivolous with money. That's a very important factor. What I found is all of these things, the body, mind, spirituality and spiritual aspect, money, and also what I'm going to talk about also is credit. All of these different things should all be topics of discussion week one, if not day one. I mean, the type of individual that I am, anybody that has ever dealt with me knows, I go deep quick. Why? Because I don't have time to waste, and we're not here to play games. If you plan on trying to get in a relationship with somebody, irregardless of whether it works out, if it works out on a good hand, y'all gonna spend the rest of y'all lives with each other. On a bad hand, if y'all don't, y'all might spend a couple hours with each other. Either way, I don't have time to waste. I don't have hours to waste, and I don't have, for sure, no lifetime to waste, right? So I'm diving deep instantly. I need to know, you know, what do you work out, you know, or how you feel about body? What type of food do you eat? Diet, you know what I mean? I forgot to talk about that. Diet, you know, when it comes to, do you eat meat? Are you a vegetarian? Are you on a paleo diet, you know, or with some Weight Watcher stuff? I mean, I don't know. Like, different people have different lives. You come across a lot of different people in life, you know, that's doing a lot of different things. If your lifestyle is not consistent with their lifestyle, then it most likely is not going to work out. If you are on a regimen and you working out every day and eating certain foods and whatnot, and they just eating whatever with McDonald's, I mean, come on, I don't care. They can be bad and have money and everything else, but it's probably not going to work. It's probably not going to work. Like, we have to be realistic. Unless you somebody out there that got, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'll be real on a whole nother level. Time is a fabrication, you know what I'm saying, of man. We've created time, but that's neither here nor there. Irregardless of that fact, We're set on a certain time structure in this world, and we don't have time to just be fooling around, messing around with people. So if that be the case for you, unless you somebody, I mean, maybe you do, I don't know. You know, maybe at a point in your life where you just chilling, you know, you ain't really tripping like that. You know what I'm saying? And you just, you know, doing you or whatever. That's cool too. You feel me? Like, you have the obligation to do whatever you want to do at whatever point in time in your life. But you also have an obligation, whether you realize it or not, to be truthful and honest with other people and let them know where you are and what you're trying to do on some real honest level type stuff. Like, nobody have time to play with you. Nobody has time to play with you. Just like you don't have time to play with people. Understand that we are all one. We are all one on this planet. Okay? Whether you realize that or not, we are all one people. We are all one. Everything is all one. Everything is energy, right? So why would you, if we're one being, that means anything that you put out automatically comes back to yourself like a rubber band. Universe rubber band stuff. That's how things work. That's what karma is. What goes out comes back. So if you can just try to for 1 second understand that principle, just try to for 1 second believe that that's true. If you disrespect anybody or treat anybody wrong in a relationship, then it's bound to come back to you. So if you don't want that in a relationship, then don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Like, some of these people that you conduct relationship with, it's like, who raised you? You know, like, I don't, like, seriously, shout out to my dude TK, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand what's wrong with some people. But at the same time, we have to take a certain level of responsibility in that we're messing with people that are not matching either our, where we are in life with our body, where we are in life with our mind, where we are in life with spirituality, where we are in life with our money, where we are in life with our credit, right? So going back to the topics, back to the money thing. So money, when it comes to money, what I found is your money doesn't have to match. I mean, we know that. Money doesn't have to match. Both of them making the same amount of money or making money the same way or anything like that. But money has to be discussed. That way you both understand the way both of you feel about money, the way both of you think about money, both the way both of you or what you both understand about money. Because if one person has a deep, thorough understanding of the principles of money and how to make money and how to save money and how to keep and get money and all those good things, and another person has zero idea, no clue, and doesn't want a clue, well, then I don't care whatever else good things you guys have going on, that's probably not going to work. And you already know that. You have the benefit of knowing that day one, week one, without wasting a large amount of time. But you do have to invest some time. If you're looking for a husband, if you're looking for a wife, if you're looking for a spouse, if you're looking for somebody to spend your life with, if you're looking for a kindred spirit or somebody, you know, to just be with who can understand you and all these things, well, then you have to invest that first initial time to realize who it is you're dealing with. And if you want that, you have to, you're obligated. If you truly want that, you're obligated to be honest with that person. Each individual is obligated to each other and themselves to be completely honest with one another. Because if not, you're not giving the relationship a full chance. You're not giving it a full opportunity. That's what I've come to realize in this time, is that if you lie, and I don't get me wrong, I haven't done a ton of lying. I've lied here and there. I'm human. But I haven't done it. I've always believed in not really telling lies like that because it's too much work. Lies take work. Work, work. Like, Rihanna, work, 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 work. Like, come on, nobody has time for that. Like, I don't have time to remember this and remember that. And, oh, you said this. And especially if you're a guy, like me, I have a pretty good memory. But most guys, like, keep it 1,000. Like, you guys don't remember a lot of stuff. But even some women, you guys don't remember. Like, but even, I don't care if you have the memory of an elephant. Like, lying is not the thing to do anyway, because ultimately you will end up unhappy. If you lie to be with somebody, that means that basically you're falsely filling out the application. That's the application process of a relationship. If you falsely fill out the application, well, don't be mad if you get fired down the line. Right? Because you didn't give the... Well, I gave you this job based upon your certain qualifications. Don't be mad. If you lied and y'all both lied, then y'all both end up finding out at the same time that y'all both lied. Well, y'all both just sat there and wasted a bunch of time. Right? Why waste time? Why waste your life? Why? It makes zero sense to waste your time and waste your life with somebody who is just not compatible with you. If y'all going nowhere, if you don't have some serious reasoning for dealing with that person, then it makes no sense. No sense to be in a relationship with somebody that you're highly incompatible with on one of those basic levels that I'm talking about right now. Like, you know what I'm saying, or especially even money, right? So when it comes to credit is absolutely, in this world that we live in today, it's important, it's imperative. If you are somebody who plans on getting a house or plans on being wealthy or are wealthy or does have a house or real estate or homes or investments or anything of that nature, you don't want to deal with somebody who has no clue about these things and wants no clue. Now, it's one thing... It's one thing if you meet somebody who has a burning desire to learn about these things and is really on their way up and is doing really, you know, really serious things, making moves and whatnot. That's one thing. But if we're talking about somebody who's just like, oh, you got the money, you got the bag, like, okay, cool, like, I'm trying to fuck with you, like, excuse my language for, you know, soft ears out there, but, you know, like, we are grown, but, you know, like, seriously, like, think about that, y'all. Think about these things. All this that I'm saying, this is stuff that I've contemplated on, stuff that I've thought about, stuff that, because I don't waste my time trying to talk to somebody like, then I've met women that's like, you know, they've been on that. Like, what are you about on this, this, that, and this, and that? I need to know, because if we're not matching up, then I got to move on. Like, I'm not trying to waste my time. Like, you know, women, you got your biological clock hole thing and whatnot, you know, and that's cool, whatever, you know. But irregardless of that, you might be a young person that just feel like you ain't got no time to waste. You want to find somebody and you're not playing. You know, young or old, it don't matter. You know, at the end of the day, you need somebody who you know you can deal with their situation in all of these areas. If you work out all the time and they never work out, don't fool yourself thinking like, oh, I'm going to get them to start working out. Unless they come talking about they already want to work out and they trying to really do their thing. And I would even go as far as to say they already signed up with a little membership or already showing some effort themselves. Because even if a person talking that good talk, you know, people can say anything. You know, actions speak louder than words, as they say. So if a person can't show you something, you know, towards those things, then I would say keep it pushing. I mean, there are a lot of fish in the sea, as they say. You know, there are, what do they say? There, I think there's 7 billion people on the planet. You know, I mean, there's somebody else. I mean, and this is one thing that I learned young that I think a lot of people need to realize. Don't be afraid to lose what you don't have. Did y'all hear me on that? For real. Like, don't be afraid to lose what you do not have. How are you going to be afraid to lose a relationship with a person that you just met? You don't even know them. You don't even know if you really like them. You're still getting to know that person. So be completely honest. What you tripping for? I know you like that person. We have the feelings. We don't want them to dislike us or whatever. But better than we get to know that we're not really trying to fool with each other like that and not waste a bunch of time, then spend a bunch of time with somebody, then come to find out and have a bunch of messed up dealings with this person because this is not the type of person that you should have been dealing with in the first place, right? Like, come on now. Like, we have to use our brains. But I'm kind of getting all over the place with it. But on credit though, credit is important. Like, that's definitely a topic that you want to discuss with somebody in the first week. People, for you people that feel uncomfortable about bringing up topics and whatnot, like, but I don't know, throw on this podcast or something, you know, let them hear me saying it, you know, if that's what you need to do. You know, do what you need to do to let this person know, hey, we need to discuss these topics now, immediately. Like, if they tell me, oh, you all in my business and whatnot, well, then they're not ready for a real relationship. They're not adult enough to be in a relationship with you, most likely, which is fine. Everybody can be wherever they're at in life. That's fine. You don't have to talk bad to them, crazy to them, cuss them out, nothing. You go on a date, whatever, fine, cool. You know, but be real with people. You don't have time to waste. They don't have time to waste. That's why people are shouting at, why you wasting my time? Why you lied to me? And people stop lying and people stop wasting time and discuss these things and be honest with each other and take accountability at the beginning of the relationship. Then you will have a lot better interaction. And understand, one thing I want people to understand on a side note too is that one thing I've learned is all relationships are not meant to be forever. Some relationships have a time period and no longer are compatible or whatever the case may be. People grow, people change. And we'll talk about that too. Like, you have to grow together, you know, you have to intentionally grow together. But if you don't, you can easily grow apart because that's human nature. It's natural. You're not born in this world with that person. You're not born with anybody else. Even if you're a twin or whatever, you're still born one at a time, right? We're born by ourselves. So you don't grow together naturally. I don't care if you're married, whatever the case, got kids, whatever. You do not grow together naturally. You do not. You have to work at it. Period, point blank. You have to work at it. Okay? So, but yeah, though, what I've realized though is all these things is the very first element to finding a good relationship, you know, is working on your body, working on your mind, working on your spirituality, your money, your credit. Because if you're able to bring things to the table, then you're able to require the other person to bring things to the table. You get me? It's kind of hard for you to say that you want a person to have $100 million or $100,000, you know, couple Benzes and nice fat house in Vegas and you know, fat job and treat you well and buy you gifts and all of these things, and yet you have nothing. You're not even a nice person. You know what I mean? Like, these days is with my generation, like, a lot of the young ladies that I come across or that I see on TV or that I see on social media and whatnot, they're not even nice people. And that goes for some guys too. You know, like, y'all gotta be nice. Like, I'm young, I'm black, whatever, grew up in California, whatever, and I know how it is. I know what's up. Like, come on, I know what goes on. But irregardless, you only have your life to live. YOLO. You only live once, as they say. You, even if you believe in reincarnation, you only live once in this form, in this fashion, at this time. So you have to live this life to the best of its ability, right? You have to live to the best of your ability. Doing these things will not only help you get a better relationship, but it'll help you have a better life. The better life that you have, the easier it will be to attract somebody that has the type of life that you would like to see interjoined with yours. It's hard to attract or find people living the type of life that you would want to live or want them to live when you're not even living the type of life that you would want to live, right? I mean, like, not to say that things don't happen. Nothing's impossible, you know, but it's highly improbable. You know what I mean? Like, your goal can't be to meet a millionaire if you're broke. You're not even in the circles of millionaire. You're not even going to the same places. You're not eating at the same restaurants. You're not driving the same car. You're not living the same life. You're not moving in the same circles. So the probability is low. Understand that. If you want to meet somebody that's super nice and super kind and super sweet and super generous, and you're super mean, super stingy, don't really want to be around people, not a people person, I don't see that happening. Guess what? Because they're not going to want to be around you for too long because you're not their type of person. And one thing people have to understand about being around people or attracting people that you want to be with, whatever, you have to have the same energy. Have like energy and you will attract those people. Understand that there's only one energy, but there's an application of energy. The way you apply energy, the way you use energy. That's the way you act, the way you behave, the way you look. You're walking down the street, you know, with a meat mug on your face and whatnot. You're not looking too inviting. You know, you're not going to attract that nice guy that you want. If you attract anybody, it's going to be somebody who likes people who look mean. And that's probably not going to be the guy you want or the girl you want. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably not having too happy of a life. That's why they want somebody that's frowned up and mugging and whatever the case may be. But seriously, though, on some real, though, like, work on yourself. And I think that everything will truly come together. This has been my experience. If you work on your body, if you work on your mind, if you work on your spirituality or your religion, if you work on your money, if you work on your credit, then you will be able to easily attract the types of people that you would preferably want to be in relationships with. This has been my personal experience. This has been what I've learned. And not only that, by doing these things, it makes people respect you more. When you meet people and they find you to be working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your body and different things like that, working on your spirituality, your money, your credit, especially when you're a young person, whether you're a male or female, when you're a young person, you're working on yourself and trying to make yourself better, people respect that and therefore respect you. And when people respect you, you think about yourself, when you respect people more, don't you treat them better? Think about that. The people that you treat the best, are they not the people that you respect the most? People respect people who respect themselves. This has been Relationshipology, you guys. Episode 1. Anything that I've said that you guys feel like you have an opinion on, I would hope that you guys have an opinion on all of it, you know. But please, 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 you know, comment. Share the podcast. I would like to share these ideas. I think that these things cover the basics of working on self before you get into a relationship. You want a good relationship, then you better be a good person. You want a great relationship, then you better be a great person. That makes sense to me. I mean, if it don't make sense to you, then I mean, tell me, let me know. Share with me your ideas, your thoughts. Your opinions. I welcome them. This has been Relationshipology. I'm G. Remember, you can hit me up on g.relationshipology@gmail.com. g.relationshipology@gmail.com. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed day. I send you all my love. I wish you peace and happiness in your relationships, to your children, to your families. Have a blessed day.